with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Yeah, that's us. Friday show done and dusted. Has a good feel in the air, doesn't it, Herbs?
A special feel because today's actually 2 years on this show for you.
Yeah, my 2 year anniversary. Thanks for all the love, the memories. No, I haven't heard from one person, but
I appreciate you.
You did bring that up. It was a nice surprise, actually. I had no idea. Glad you did.
Yeah, someone's keeping count, at least.
People care about me more than I care about myself. That's a concern, but I do appreciate it.
Although, today was a huge show because we named our boss's puppy.
Yeah, find out what we went with. It was so good.
It's not Muffin. It's nothing cute. Nah. It is great, is what it is.
We also helped Boris Johnson out. He wants Tim Tams cheaper. We said, nah, mate, you don't need Tim Tams. We've got better things than that here in Australia to send over. So we got your calls on what to send.
And also, this was very nice. This was really beautiful of what you did. You shared your thoughts on why Refugee Week means so much to you.
I know, it's something you usually would hear on the ABC, isn't it?
It was deep, but I liked seeing that side of you.
It is. It was a little bit educational, but I do have a personal experience. I am the son of a refugee, so I thought it's a pretty important one.
And many people would be able to relate to that because I think we all know someone or related to someone.
Especially Shepherd, and I know lots of people listen to this catch up from around Australia. Many people listen overseas as well.
Yeah.
But here in particular, the town that we do live in is the highest town in regional Australia for multicultural and refugee intake. So, yeah, nice important one.
Which was crazy.
We also talked about nudity a fair bit.
Oh, yeah, asked you a nudist question.
It wouldn't be Hit 96.9 with some refugee chat and then into nudity.
And dare I say, I did share with the Golden Valley something about myself regarding what I did with the urinal.
Actually, you know what? Let's kick it off with a filthy story. So up next, you're going to hear what Herbie did at a boy's urinal. This story is so, so good. Enjoy it, and thank you very much for downloading.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
It was around this time yesterday that you shared something on the show that I had done.
Just as I'm pulling my pants down to get my wang out, all of a sudden, one of the weirdest things that's ever happened to me in my life, Herbie bursts through the boys' toilets, seeing me just go through it. As the door's shutting, she like puts her hand out to stop the door from shutting before it did and goes, I've always wanted to see what the boys' toilets looks like.
I was curious.
You've got issues, man.
Now, I don't often go into the men's toilet, but after we shared that news yesterday on the show, it did trigger a memory of mine in me, and I realised that that's not the first time I have done that.
Was the last time when you got arrested? Or, can you tell that story on the radio?
No, that's for another day. this is when I was actually in primary school, and it's something that I did that even I look at it and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. That's so much so I think I forgot about it, and it was only yesterday that it went, boom, it's back in my memory. So I was in primary school, and obviously you've got the girls' and boys' toilets, and I reckon probably year four. Around year four, I was dared to go into the boys' toilets.
Was it a double dare or just a triple dare? What was it?
It was probably a triple dare, but also I probably instigated the dare on myself.
Yeah.
Because I was curious again.
You still are, 20 years later.
I remember going to the boys' toilets, checking it out, like funny laughs, but I noticed something. And what I noticed was these little orange balls in there. And I grabbed one.
Well,
and
wait. Was there an Oompa Loompa doing a wee?
No. They were very small. They reminded me of a cheese and bacon ball.
Donald Trump standing there. What are you doing here, orange balls?
No, I'm in primary school. And so I saw these little balls and they reminded me of a cheese and bacon ball. Now, when I was in primary school, I mean, still to this day, I'm a fan of snacks. I love snacks. And especially year four, year five, ooh, you couldn't put a snack out of my hand. Like, I loved them. Mum and Dad really had to put stuff at the top of the pantry because I was reaching for them every 10 seconds. So when I came out and my friends who dared me, I said, look, guys, I found a cheese and bacon ball.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I...
No, you didn't.
And I drew it close to my mouth.
Oh, no.
And I had the tiniest, littlest bit of it. It tasted so gross because I can confirm it was not a cheese and bacon ball. For those playing at home who may not have ventured into boys' toilets before, can you let everyone know what those balls are?
Yeah, it's one of those urinal cake things that sit there. So you've just taken a nibble of about 100 blokes' wheeze.
A wee cake.
Yuck, Herbs. You are, after yesterday, if you missed on the show, talking about that you wear the same pair of undies over four times.
No, I don't.
Now you're talking about eating urinal cakes. You are, you know what? No wonder you don't get sick. You're like immune free. You know what? Coronavirus, you could walk into a coronavirus storm and it wouldn't affect you because you have got that, your immune system is that high from eating all that wee cakes.
See? And, there's a positive out of it.
You know what? That's the only positive I can find.
Go eat a wee cake, you won't get corona.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Our boss, Leroy, he joins us. Good morning, Leroy.
Oh, where's Leroy gone? We've actually got him. He's in Bendigo at the moment in our Bendigo studios. He's meant to be coming down the line. We just spoke to him off air. Leroy, can you hear us at all? Oh, let's try. Do you mind giving him a call? I'll read out the votes to the Golden Valley. You get him on the phone, Herbs.
Yeah.
Basically what we're doing, GV, if you are just tuning in, we're giving him his puppy's name. Now, this is unbelievable. There are four options up on the Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page right now. These were the four we narrowed it down to after you suggested the names for him. We have Shep, nice little local name, nice name for a dog. We have Ian, we have Gary. Well, Gareth is his full name, but Gary for short, and Davin. Now, Gary is one we're hoping for. We asked you just before the song to try and get involved. Leroy, mate, we've got you. Here he is. We've got you on the phone now. Are you there, mate?
Yes, I'm here.
You're having problems there in Bendigo, mate. You should probably
Are you stressed?
You should move to Paradise, mate. Shepparton's way better.
I keep hearing this. You keep reminding me of this.
Now, Leroy, how are you feeling?
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little nervous, it has to be said. I mean, it's like putting, you know, it's like going overseas and putting my life in the hands of a doctor over there, you know?
yeah, we're very good doctors.
Leroy, can I ask how your wife and your kids feel about the Goulburn Valley naming your dog instead of you guys getting that honour?
Well, one of the kids would bang up for it because it's one thing, less thing he has to do. I said, mate, you still got to feed it when it gets here, you know? But, look, they're okay. Kyle's is okay. She's on board. She was a little reluctant at first, but she's on board.
Now, what name were you hoping? What suggestions were flying around the fam?
I'm pushing for Tex again. Or Rory, after Rory Sloan from the Crows. As you know, big Crows man. The boys sort of said Boss. And I went, Boss? That's an interesting choice. All right, fair enough. Kylie, she likes Benny. As in Benny, yeah. Not sure why, but anyway, they're our picks.
I can assure you, you're not getting any of them. I'll let you know some comments first that have come through. Wow, what terrible names for such a cute puppy. No one could pay me enough to name my dog any of these.
Great.
Now, Leroy, I am a bit upset because one of the suggestions was Ian, and that was mine. I thought a sheepadoodle named Ian. It doesn't suit it. It would have been brilliant, but unfortunately, that's not in the front two.
Ian, all right, I'm glad they've ruled that out.
Okay, we've also ruled out Davin.
Gavin's out.
No, Davin, think, with a D.
Even worse.
Oh, Davin.
Yeah.
Davin, I didn't mind Davin.
Well,
that's
it's
good
out.
Name.
It's down all to right. The final two. Shep, a nice local one. You'll forever remember the town of Shepparton through your pup.
Yep.
And Gareth, but unfortunately you have to call it Gary for short.
Can I call it Gaz?
No, it's Gareth or Gary. Now, it's been a very, very close run. I can let you know there's only three votes between the two. But your brand new sheepadoodle puppy that arrives in 3 weeks, it has its name, and it's named by the GV, Gary! Yeah.
Gary.
Yeah!
Wow. I mean, I expected something out of the box. Something creative, and you've delivered me, Gary.
Nice, Gary.
Well, don't forget, formally it's Gareth. It's just casually Gary.
So we can go with Gary, all right. But officially, it's Gareth. Is that right?
The vet is going to be registered with Gareth.
So, Leroy, mate, when you're at the dog park and someone says, "Oh my goodness, that is the cutest looking sheepadoodle I've ever seen in my life," you have to say its name's Gary.
Nice, Gary.
Wow.
How does it feel, mate? Excited for the pup?
I'm slightly regretting my actions the other day, agreeing to have you do this, but sure, bring on Gary.
Leroy, we appreciate the honour, mate. We'll see you in the office very soon.
Righto. Come here, Gary.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
But this is a really important one, Herbie. It's National Refugee Week here in Australia. A lot of people might not know about this. Ahead of tomorrow, June 20, is actual World Refugee Day. And the reason why I'm going to bring it up is because it's something that's very close to our region. A lot of people listening right now as well. What makes this area so unique and special is that we actually have one of the highest multicultural towns in Australia and one of the highest intakes of refugees right here in Shep.
Which is crazy. And it's something that I've noticed since moving here. Unbelievable. I love it.
And what I love is how much it works as well. Now, another reason I want to bring it up is because it's something that's very close to my heart. And that's because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my grandparents who actually came to this country as refugees. With my dad, his brothers and sisters as well. So my Juche, I can never say it right. They're my Albanian grandparents. They were fleeing the country many years ago in the early 60s. They arrived in Melbourne. Their situation was pretty awful that they had to leave and were very, very fortunate enough to arrive here in Australia. Shortly after arriving in Melbourne, they actually moved up here to Shepparton.
Really?
Yeah, and that was my auntie. She was born in the old Maroopna Hospital, where many people here were also born before it's, you know, obviously turned into what it is now. They then continued to move around the country, chasing the trade work and anything my grandfather could get his, you know, hands on for work to support the family. We do live in the best country in the world here in Australia, and many people don't understand that and they take it for granted. I know that for sure. And that's why many refugees like my grandparents and like many people listening right now, they come here to take refuge in Australia to escape living the most unimaginable situations overseas, which I'm sure there's a lot of people with personal stories we could never relate to.
Oh, no. You're completely right there.
And that's exactly what a refugee is, someone escaping that and coming to a place like Australia to take refuge. And it does make our country even more, you know, beautiful, and especially at the moment when you take a look at the world with all the hate, the things that are happening in America and stuff like that. What I love about Shepparton, and I'm sure you've noticed it as well, Herbs, is that we have every nationality you could think of and all living in a small community like Shepparton or like the Goulburn Valley, and it works.
And getting along.
It's actually, if you think about it, that's probably one of the most beautiful things about our town.
Literally. I mean, it shouldn't be the case if you look at the world. People shouldn't get along, but here we just do.
There's problems everywhere, for sure, but it does really seem to work, and I love that.
It unites us instead of separating us.
It isn't an easy thing to be a refugee. I do acknowledge that. I know that firsthand through my family, what my grandparents went through shortly after leaving Shepparton. They moved up to Wollongong in New South Wales. That's where my Zhush was, he was killed. I have told part of that story before, and my Zhushe, she couldn't cope with the story. She was diagnosed with clinical depression. That's why I want to use this opportunity to acknowledge them, their situation, plus everyone else out there, to educate yourself and appreciate all the amazing cultures we do have in this amazing community and the refugees that do live here as well. And I also want to thank Australia as well, the people and the country, because like I said before, we do live in the best country in the world. I hate saying this. I want to acknowledge my grandparents, who I don't have a relationship with. I didn't get that opportunity, for coming here as refugees, the awful situation that they found themselves in. But that was a sacrifice they made so that I can live the life I live now as a son of a refugee, my father.
Thank you so much for sharing your story, Josiah. Beautiful. They would be so, so proud of you. And I think by doing that, a lot of people here in the Goulburn Valley can relate to that story because they have their own stories that they need to share with us.
It's very important. So, yeah, do celebrate tomorrow and acknowledge someone that you may know that is a refugee in our community for World Refugee Day tomorrow.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
The British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, he took to the stands yesterday and he made an announcement because at the moment the UK is negotiating objectives, well, I can't say it, with Australia and New Zealand regarding our trade, because we know with COVID trade has been affected, and also with Brexit, with them leaving, it's been affected. So he's put some suggestions forward. He is the leader of their country, can I remind you? This is what he had to say.
I want a world in which we send you Marmite, you send us Vegemite, we send you penguins, and you send us, with reduced tariffs, these wonderful Arnott's Tim Tams. How long can the British people be deprived of the opportunity to have Arnott's Tim Tams at a reasonable price.
And he's doing this speech as well. He's sitting there with his messy as hair. Like, mate, if you're going on camera for the world to see, just brush your hair a little bit.
Boris, maybe? Just a little bit. Now, what he wants is Tim Tams cheaper. And I found that quite interesting because if you would have heard just then that he's offered us Marmite. He don't want Marmite.
Nah. That's that is the worst trade deal I've ever heard. Well, Marmite for Vegemite.
Like, why would we give you anything for Marmite? No one wants it.
What I love, though, as well, is look at the world and what's going on with coronavirus, mm-hmm. these riots that are happening in the UK. There is a lot going on, and his focus is on a trade deal with Tim Tams and reducing the prices.
Now, I understand, because for a lot of Aussies that are over in the UK and they want to have a delicious Tim Tam, it's quite expensive. So I can understand them wanting them cheaper. But for me, do you reckon there's greater things here in Australia that we could actually give the UK than a Tim Tam?
Look, I'm going to say yes. Mm. However, I don't want to mock the Tim Tam because
it's great.
It is great. It is unbelievably great. However, I do believe there's better out there for sure.
Like for me, if we had a top five, Tim Tam would be maybe at number five.
Yeah, agree.
And there's four above it.
What sort of things could we send though?
I mean, off the top of the head, VB.
Of course you'd say VB.
Maybe Furphy. Keep it here in the Golden Valley,
Better.
It is a better drop too. Well,
if we're keeping it local, we could send the Queen or Boris Johnson some SBC beans.
Yes, or tin spaghetti. I love tin spaghetti.
Even better. What else could we send them? Some wine from Talus.
Some soup.
He looks like he loves a drop.
Campbell's soup, maybe.
Even better.
See, there's a lot of things that I believe come ahead of the Tim Tam.
I wonder how many people do agree that we have Aussie foods that the UK would want ahead of the Tim Tam.
There's got to be a fair few people out there. Maybe there's some local businesses that believe their product is ahead of the Tim Tam and they would like to send it over.
13 12 16 is our phone number. We'll throw it over to you, GV. What is better to send over to the UK for a trade agreement than a Tim Tam?
What's going to put a smile on Boris's face?
Well, maybe you are a fan of the Tim Tam and you're saying, shut up, Josiah and Herbie, that is number one. Yeah. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Now, we have had a message come through at our Instagram from Matt. He said, send them the best fruit in the world grown right here in Shepparton.
Agreed. We do have the best fruit, not only in the world, in Australia, but in the world as well. Mm-hmm. We also have Owen from Yarrawonga on the phone. What do you reckon we should send over?
We think the crocodile sausages from Darwin are pretty good.
Great wow. idea. And do you reckon we can buy them locally and send it over, or is that something you've had up there?
Something we had up there in the market.
And what would be your favourite thing here in the Goulburn Valley to send over to Boris?
I think the pavlova here is pretty good.
Yeah, 100% agree with that one. Thank you so much for your call. We'll add it to the list, Herbie.
We just have received a message at our Instagram at HitGV. KT has said, send Dunkaroos. For sure. Remember the little ruse that had the chocolate dipping sauce?
You've just pulled up a photo here. I didn't, but now that I've seen the packet, yeah I do.
You dip them in. Oh, delicious. Yes, Boris wants one of them.
A great one is also you can get kangaroo's balls, you know, bottle openers. Have you seen those at those tourist shops? You can get them down in Melbourne. I don't know if anywhere locally in the GV would sell them or not, but you're literally a bottle opener made out of kangaroo's balls.
Brilliant, yeah. Over Dunkaroos, I don't know.
You don't sound convinced.
No, I think food-wise, I'll probably keep to the food.
Well, you can't eat them, but they're a great gift.
It's a souvenir.
Jeremy's called through from Tatura this morning. What's better than sending a Tim Tam, mate?
Oh, you got to go a sausage roll from Cat Hot Bread.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, the Tatura sausage roll. That's the first thing you told me, I reckon, when I moved to Josiah. They're award-winning.
They did. Best sausage roll in Australia. They've won it. We'll add it to the list to send over to the UK. Do you smash one every morning, Jeremy?
Oh, a couple, maybe three, if I'm feeling naughty.
Wow.
Imagine what do you reckon Boris Johnson would do once he, do you reckon he'd enjoy it?
He'd get pretty fat.
He would, but he would also enjoy it. Good on you, mate. Appreciate the call.
Keep your suggestions coming through our socials at HitGV on Instagram or give us a call 13 12 16.
We'll add them all to the list.
Bread.
Great one, Herbs.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A big congratulations to our very own Ed Cavalier, who's been voted Australia's funniest comedian. This is according to Lad Bible Australia. They put up a poll on their website and got you to vote Goulburn Valley. And yeah, it was a knockout stages. And it ended up being Tommy Little, who's also drives us home.
Yeah, with Carrie.
We're just full of funny people on this station. What happened to me? funny blokes, I should say. Ed Cavalier versus Tommy Little. Well, none of the girls made this. You don't see Carrie Bickmore on this list of comedians.
She's a journo, though.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Husey wasn't even on there as well, which is strange.
He's a comedian.
I find Husey funnier than Ed Cavalier. Anyway.
So do I. Story for another day.
Ed Coverley's won. So congratulations to him. What I thought I'd do this morning, though, is turn it back right here in the GV, because you and I, we didn't get a look in on the list.
No.
Fair, I don't consider myself a funny person or a comedian. Entertainers, not comedians.
Yeah,
Two different things.
Yeah, definitely. I would never be a comedian. Do you know, I get asked it a lot if I'd ever want to go to comedy. No.
Doesn't interest you?
To write it. No. Gosh, yeah. They're all scripted.
I have no interest as well. I don't actually know enough about it. I've actually never even been to a comedy show, so I don't know.
Really? You've never been to one?
Never.
I once bought a book thinking I could write a show, and I never opened it.
Amazing. You should.
No, it's not what I want to do.
The closest thing, I watched Dave Chappelle on YouTube. That's about it.
See, you got to get out more. I love going to the Comedy Fest in Melbourne.
What I thought right now we do is to warm us up and to prove maybe to our bosses, if Ed Cavalier and Tommy Little can be on here, you have to hit us with our best joke each.
I'm not one who loves like a joke that's written. I'm all one for an improvisation.
Well, that's what radio should be. But say you are a stand-up comic now. You found that little diary that you got out. You actually jotted a few words down. I'm going to let you go.
First?
Second.
Okay.
I'll warm us up. We can end on yours, because then if the segment really dies,
then you're the fine. Okay, I get it.
We end on you dying rather than me dying. Okay, Herbie, I feel like I've done this one on air before a while ago. Why did the koala die?
I don't know. Why did the koala die?
It fell out of the tree.
Okay.
Why did the second koala die?
I don't know.
It was stapled to the first one. Almost had you there. Why? No, it's not there. Why did the third koala die?
Because it was on the ground and the other ones hit it?
Nah, peer pressure.
Ah, oh, good one.
Almost had you there. Here's another one. Why did the little boy fall off his bike?
I don't know why.
He was hit by falling koalas.
Oh, good one.
Got her!
Yeah, Tom, I'm ruffling.
Ed Cavalier, come at me, bro.
All right, I've got one for you.
Here we go. I feel like you should have like classical music or something for yours. Really build it up.
It's Friday, so obviously I'm going to do a bar joke.
No, I'm gonna bring the fact music for yours.
Okay. A guy was in a bar drinking beer. Brilliant. He would finish his beer, pull out his wallet, and look at a picture of his wife. Order another beer, take out his wallet, and looks at a picture of his wife. He did this several times. Finally, the bartender asked, "Why, after you finish a beer, you take out your wallet and look at a picture of your wife?" The guy says, "As soon as she starts looking better to me, I go home."
Oh, you know what? I'll pay that. Tommy Little at Gavley. She's coming for you.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
This weekend, Herbie is off straight after the show. Phillip Island, 10 ladies. 10 all single ladies as well.
There'd be some that aren't single. It's Meg's 27th birthday. So happy birthday, Meg.
All the girls in a house. Herbie, my best mate Liam, he's flying down from Sydney tomorrow. I'm picking him up from Melbourne Airport. And he's like, "Hey, what's Herb's up to? Does she want to hang out with us in Shep?" I said, "Oh, unfortunately, she's on a girls' weekend away." He said, "What? Girls' weekend away, Liam?" He goes, "Yeah, great. Let's go."
Ears lit up, obviously.
He goes, "Let's go." I was like, "Oh, I think it's a girls' weekend." He goes, "Who cares? Let's go. It's Herbie. She'll let you come." It's and so weekend. I've got a little proposal for you. My best mate, Liam, he's originally from New York City, and he's one of the biggest DJs over there. He is a fun, fun DJ, mm-hmm. right? I'm talking him up a lot here.
Okay.
Because my sell to you, Herbie, as Liam, who is also a single man, it's not about being single. It's more about giving. It's more at the fact that we want to give you girls a good time.
An experience.
Yeah. And so I'm not suggesting a striptease, nothing like that. It's not a Magic Mike show.
Might happen.
Liam's got his decks with him because he's down, because he's actually recording a few things in Melbourne as well for his music. He's happy, free of charge, of course. Like, we will not charge you a cent to DJ for the party tomorrow night.
I mean, it's interesting because it's always a lot of pressure when someone is the DJ of a party. And so for us girls to just sit back and relax would be nice. But I don't know if you know the music that we like to listen to.
10 girls that are friends with Herbie, it's pretty obvious. Liam, fire up the playlist. You know exactly what sort of music to do, mate. Oh, 10 girls in a house? Perfect. Here's some Kesha.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? If you're playing this, you're getting warmer to getting an invite.
How are we going so far?
I am a fan of Kesha. I saw her live.
Jenny from the Block, what if that came on?
Oh. I'm still. This is where we'll all start dancing, all 10 of us ladies.
When the girls get in a bit of a D&M mood and you need a bit of mood music, I'm thinking a bit of...
Oh, and everyone starts a piano? I know in your cars you're doing that too.
Is See?
No, no, white chicks. That's all it reminds me of.
You've got a smile on your face.
Making my way downtown.
Have I sold you? Is Liam and Josiah welcome on a girls' weekend? I mean, look, we do have other plans. If not, we've got backup plans.
Yeah, you've got backup. I mean, it's a great suggestion. It is a great suggestion. But I think you're forgetting someone on our girls' trip is a musician herself. So I don't know if we need another musician.
Oh, is your friend G-Flip coming?
G-Flip is coming away.
Well, maybe after a few bodies or a few vinos, G-Flip might want to get behind the decks with Liam and have some fun. I'm just trying to sell the dream here as someone with not heaps of weekend plans here.
I mean, aside from the DJing and the entertainment, what are you bringing to the party?
Oh, we'll bring heaps of food and drink and stuff.
No, you can't cook.
By the way, do you have accommodation for us as well?
Yeah, we've got a house and I've got probably 8 single girl mates, but none of them want you, mate. So,
I don't care if they want me. It's just about playing good music.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just
it?
About having a good time. Not life isn't all
that's
about
why
girls.
You've shaved today. What's that about?
Yeah. Why is your shirt off? Why are you doing push-ups during every song, Josiah? Warming up for tomorrow.
Why are my friends messaging me that you've already slid into their DMs?
Okay, you weren't meant to know that.
They're going to tell me.
I'm working on it, GV. We'll let you know Monday whether I got an invite or not.
Watch the socials, then you'll see it. You'll see this creepy guy pop up at a window and you'll know he's made it into my girl's vacay away.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I've come across a story from the UK and it's about a pensioner. He's 83 years old. And his name's Stuart. Now, Stuart, he has a bit of a pickle, so he's taken to the internet. Now, first off, bravo, he can use the internet at 83 years of age. Very good. Anyway, what he has his question regarding is all about nudism. And I know that yourself, you love being nude.
Yeah, it's a nice liberating free feeling. I don't just walk down Wyndham Street in the nude here in Shepparton. I don't just walk to and from work and drive in the nude. Time and place. I like to be nude in the house. I like to go to the river and be nude there.
So basically not in public?
No.
Where people can see.
Nowhere I can get arrested, put it that way.
Now, Stuart, 83 years old from Midway, he's been a nudist for 10 years. Really never wears clothes, like loves it. He hits up all the nudist hotspots around Midway. And obviously with COVID, they had restrictions enforced over in the UK and he wasn't allowed to get out as much. And he didn't like this. Now, he's realised that restrictions have eased a little bit, and when you go outside over in the UK, they're being instructed to wear a face mask. It's one of their rules. Now, Stuart's not too happy about this, and he's taken to the internet about this one particular reason, because he's been stripping off for 10 years, and he takes regular camping trips at nudist camp spots. He has actually asked the public that if he wears a face mask, he's actually not considered a nudist anymore. And so he doesn't want to wear a face mask. But for me, my question isn't regarding if he's a nudist or not. It is, if you put the face mask on, does that entirely rule him out as being a nudist? Because to me, you're still seeing everything, really.
Yeah,
it's just not the smile.
He's got a great point, Stu, because if he has an item of clothing, a bit of cloth to you, you're technically not nude. Nude means nude. It doesn't mean you've got something on your face. You can't be nude and wear a hat.
Yeah.
Nude doesn't just necessarily mean you're covering part of your bits.
Now,
your bits are out. You got your face mask on. If you're nude, there's nothing anywhere.
See, this is, yeah. So I'm a little confused because Stu, he really wants to keep his 10-year rep up. Now, he's said, this is quote online, if I'm obliged to wear a face mask, will I technically not be a nudist? If I'm not, perhaps I could do my shopping in Burton wearing only a face mask.
See, yeah, that's where it's crossing a line, isn't it?
So for you, who is a nudist, for Stu's help, 83 years of age, can he not wear a face mask? Or does he have to wear a face mask and will you give him the title of still being a nudist?
He has to. If he wants to wear a face mask and head out, he's no longer a nudist. He's losing that
title.
You're
losing the title.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, he's not a nudist. Like
wow.
I said, you're covering something on your body. It doesn't have to be down there or up here for ladies. If you're covering something, whether it's your face, your eyes, your hat, he's no longer classified a nudist. Are you suggesting today that I go to Coles with just a face mask on?
I mean, I'm not suggesting, but I know that you'd love to.
I mean, Stuart, happy to take on for the team, mate.
Get on up. Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
You don't know what's about to happen here, Josiah, because I was looking at the calendar and I worked out something yesterday, that today's actually a very, very special day for you.
Is it my birthday?
No, I think you'd remember that. Yeah, you're 30, isn't every year goes into one once you've passed
30? I
was going
to say, I wouldn't know my birthday. I'm starting to get dementia.
No, today actually marks 2 years since you've been on the show.
Is it?
Celebrate, boy. It's your 2 year anniversary.
Wow.
Woo!
That's a lot to take in.
2 years you have been doing this show.
That feels like 1 year, first of all, less. It also feels like 10 years since that first show. I barely remember it.
What do you remember of your first show?
I was petrified.
Scared.
I didn't know what to expect. Like, I've been in radio since I was 19, so over 11 years. But I you know, you're not on air as a breakfast host in the Goulburn Valley. Yeah, I hadn't done 3 hours of radio. I'd featured on a lot of shows, you know, throughout Australia and in Sydney in particular, but I'd never spoken for 3 hours. And I remember beforehand going, I don't know how I'm going to speak for 3 hours every day.
But somehow you managed to do it for 2 years.
Yeah, now our problem is the bosses say, mate, can you speak a bit less?
Now, over your journey for the last 2 years, obviously you'll have a lot of memories that are going to be with you forever.
Wait, hang on a sec. This sounds like it's my funeral or something.
No, I think it's just great to reflect. Do you have a memory from the show that stands out? You're going to take with you everywhere?
There's been so many. I couldn't even count. As in like on-air stuff?
On-air stuff first.
Oh, about a year ago, I did the sleep out for the homeless to raise awareness. That was pretty special.
You did an amazing job. And I think for you, like, it really brought you closer to this town.
Yeah, it was one of those things that, and why it was special for me is because it wasn't something that I was educated on. And while I was educating myself, my goal was to educate the people listening at the same time. So it was almost like we were all in it together, which I thought was pretty special. And it had exactly the desired result I hoped it for people to know what's going on here in our community. And going forward, it's still a massive issue that needs to be solved. So that was a cool moment for me. Oh, there's been so many times.
A lot of laughs.
There was
as well.
The goat. There was blackout challenges.
You saw snow for the first time?
Yeah, I did. That's right. I went to Mount Buller in my Speedos that day in summer. It snowed in December.
Crazy.
That's just a few things. I'm sure there's heaps
All
more.
Fair though. I mean, you've seen a lot of the Goulburn Valley. What's some great experiences?
Do you know what? I was actually thinking the other night. I don't know why I was thinking that because I had no idea it was 2 years.
You're foreshadowing.
It was 2 years. I remember. I knew it was 2 years since I left Sydney, but I didn't know when my first show was, but yeah, 2 years today.
It's crazy.
I was actually thinking about how much I've changed from when I started to where I am now. Like, I'm a completely different human.
You're single.
That too. Yeah, actually, that's a good one. I wasn't when I first came here. Yeah. In that regard, I am completely single. You can hit me up on Instagram. There's something that has changed. No, there's been so many different things that I've learned about myself, the place, the people here though is the best thing about not forget my job. Like, job's just a side thing that we all have to do. We all have bills to pay, but the 2 years of making some of the best friends, I've got lifelong friends here that I've made that will be at my wedding one day. Don't know why I'm talking about a wedding when we just spoke about being single, but like, that's how close the people I've made are, and I've got forever family here, and it'll always be like that.
It is an amazing town, and I applaud you for everything you've done over the last 2 years. You've done an amazing, amazing effort, and I'm so happy that I'm now part of the journey with you, and you're a sensational guide to show me around the Goulburn Valley.
I appreciate that. Thanks for highlighting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Now what? Do you give me a present?
Well, no, I don't pay for that. Someone wants to give Josiah a present for being here for 2 years. Feel free. He'll take them. Not coming from me, though. Well, hey, done, buddy. I'll give you a pat on the back.
You know, at 9 o'clock when we knock off McDonald's, I'm coming straight across for you. Thick shakes on you.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We love getting behind local initiatives that are raising money for great causes, and two girls, both named Steph, both of the surname that starts with D, the Steffi D's, are doing just that for breast cancer, and they join us now. Good morning, girls.
Morning. How are you going?
Now, the Steffi D's, we love this, and we love what you guys are doing for National Breast Cancer Foundation, the Go Pink Challenge. Can you let us know what it's all about?
For the month of June, we will every day from the 1st till the 30th of June, we've been wearing pink. We've dyed our hair, and it's all to show awareness and to raise funds for the Breast Cancer Foundation. and to get people talking. You know, cancer isn't something that people like to talk about, but I think it's something that needs to be talked about so that everyone becomes aware to make sure that they check their body and look after themselves and try and stay as healthy as they can, because so many people are affected by it.
Including you, Steph. Would you mind sharing with the Golden Valley your story this morning of how it has affected you?
Yeah, so myself, my grandma got diagnosed with breast cancer August last year. She's had a mastectomy since then and has gone through 6 weeks of radiation. Thankfully, she is currently in remission. However, Steffi Dunlop, her story is just a little bit different to mine.
So my mum got diagnosed with breast cancer when I was about 16, and we did all the treatments and thought we were all out of in the clear. She was in remission for a couple of years, and then she got told she had secondary, so it was terminal, and she would pass away from it. My mum passed away in February 3 years ago, but she put up a hell of a fight, that's for sure.
Awful, awful stuff. It's an awful disease as well, and it does affect so many people. And so this initiative you've done, obviously it's so close to your hearts, like you just said. How's the response been from locals here in the GV?
Oh, it's so overwhelming, and it's just so awesome to see, like, but such good support from our family and friends, and even just the other community as well. Like, it's just awesome to see.
And I know you guys have been smashing your fundraising goals online. You started with 1,000, but you beat that in 24 hours. And tonight you've got another little fundraiser happening. It's Go Live for Breast Cancer. What's this about?
So we're doing a music event. So I'm a local musician in the GB. So myself and Bentley Grattan, who is my guitarist, will be doing a live stream performance. And along through the night, we'll be doing some raffles, fundraisers, different activities and games. If you donate on the night, if you tune in on the night and don't donate, you'll go into the raffle and you'll be hopefully lucky enough to win a prize at the end of it. We've had some really great donations from the community, which we've been really appreciated.
Amazing. And if people want to donate, maybe they can't watch the performance tonight. How do they do that?
Yeah, we've also got a link on my music page, Steph Dunham Performances, and both our social media accounts to link to our donation page.
And we will put them up at our socials as well. So if anyone's listening wants to follow a link, you can just click on our GV socials and go there.
Good on you, girls. Well, it's an amazing thing you're doing. Well done on raising more awareness and funds as well. We appreciate your time this morning. All the best for tonight.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.